At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast, and joining me now on the Minnesota Tim Podcast is a reporter unlike any other. I competed against this guy in high school for quite a few years, rivalries back in the day, but now he's a beloved reporter. And even towns that he competed against in the past, whether that be Delano or Watertown or Dassel, this guy, man, fans see this guy and they start chanting his name as soon as he walks into stadiums. Kip Kovar, he is an award-winning sports editor for the Herald Journal, Delano Herald Journal, and Dassel Cokato Enterprise Dispatch. Kip, thanks so much for taking time to join the Minnesota Tim Podcast today.
You bet. That might be the best intro I've ever had for anything. So good to see you again and love to talk some sports.
Yeah, let's do it. So you were at the Watertown Mayor Cannon Falls thriller of a game last night on Thursday night. And now you're at XL Energy Center for Mayor Lutheran. They're playing volleyball for a 3 p.m. game. Then you're going to Jordan for a 5:30 game to cover Lester Prairie. Let me ask you this. How did you invent a time machine to get from place to place so quick?
I haven't invented that yet, though. I wish I did. I've been kind of unlucky with start times. I mean, Mayor Volleyball played in the quarterfinals last night at 7. Howard Lake Football, another great story that maybe we could talk about too a little bit, played at 7 o'clock. And then Watertown, of course, played at 7. So it's just trying to find as much time as you can, get to a couple. I'm hoping to get maybe two sets in here and then get on the way to Jordan to cover Lester Prairie tonight.
Man, you're everywhere. How many miles do you put on your car this time of year?
Too many, but at least I get 30 cents a mile.
It's hard to keep driving here. And Hastings last night, that's at least an hour away. Then you drive back and you drive an hour to XL Energy. And then you're driving, who knows how far it is to Jordan from XL Energy. It's crazy. But anyway, so let's talk about last night's game. Cannon Falls, it seemed like it was a home game for them, about 20 minutes away from where they were playing in Hastings. Describe the atmosphere, because Watertown, they had to drive about an hour roughly to get to that game. Describe the atmosphere between the Watertown Mayor Royals and the Cannon Falls team.
Yeah, it was actually, I was really surprised at the turnout for Watertown Mayor. I mean, obviously they got a great crowd, a great community to come down, but it's a long drive. It's a Thursday night. It's cold. It's windy. But I got there around 6:15, and Watertown Mayor had half the stands on their side packed. And it was kind of an interest. I don't know if they were told to sit this way, but both fans were on one side. There's nobody on that opposing side. I don't know if it was.
I noticed that online. I was watching. I was like, why aren't there no fans on the other side?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were told that, or maybe it was out of the wind a little bit more, or maybe just to keep everybody on one side. But it was an interesting, because the Watertown sidelines right there, when Cannon Falls is winning, you can hear their student section chanting and everything, and all the crowds coming from one way. But I mean, that was my first time being down at Hastings for any kind of sporting event, and that's a great sight for a state football quarterfinal for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Cannon Falls took a massive lead out of the gate, 16-0, converted two 2-point conversions to get that 16-0 lead. And at this point, I mean, it's still the first quarter. They're just running the ball all over Watertown at this point. Did you think the game was over at that point? If not, did you think the game was over at the 30-20 point? At what point did you think, or did you not think the game was over?
When it was 16-0, I definitely thought Watertown was in some trouble. I knew coming in that both teams would probably be able to score. But when all of a sudden, if you let a team like Cannon Falls, who just thrives on running the ball, get ahead of them and let them play ahead of the chains, it's going to be really tough to come back from. But I mean, I kind of told you this before we hopped on that if it got out of hand a little bit more, I was thinking about hopping up to the X to cover Mayer at the volleyball just to get as much coverage as I could. But and then the span of maybe a half hour of real time, Watertown scores 20 unanswered. They use that Cannon Falls goal scored on 4th-and-2, and then they score right off of that with a stop. And I mean, there was a couple of times where it's like, man, it was a good run for Watertown. But then at the same time, it's like, I know there's so many. I think there's 16 seniors on this year's team, and I know those kids just never quit. They don't want to be done. And you could just tell that every time that Iglut went away, or like there was never a panic on the sideline. I was kind of freaking out a little bit. I wanted to keep the run going, but there's a couple of times where I thought, man, it was a good run. It was a good run. This is where it ends. But man, those kids just never gave in, and they battled it out.
So as an alum of Watertown, Mayor, I was watching it online on the streaming service. And my blood pressure was going up and down that entire game because they're down 16-0. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm thinking like Kip here, turning it off in 5 minutes. Paid $7 for this stream. Wasted $7, but probably saved money not going to the game. But then they make the comeback. And then they're down 30-20 again, entering the fourth quarter. It's like, oh, my word, they're going to lose, but that's okay. They put up a good effort in a comeback. But then they come back and win 34-30. What was your blood pressure like during that game? Because you're a reporter. You're supposed to be, I don't know, unbiased maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is my 7th year covering that team. So it's really hard to not get invested in the kids, the coaches, the community and stuff like that. But it was, I remember talking to a couple of people on the sideline that when they got that stop right before halftime and Cannon Falls got the ball to start the second half, that first drive was going to be huge. And Watertown came out and they forced a 3-0. And then they went for it. They did that fake punt. It was there, and it just didn't quite work because the ball dropped. But then I was like, oh, crap, what's going to happen here? And all of a sudden, Cannon Falls scores off of that. Cannon Falls gets a stop, scores again. And it's like, they really had that feeling of, I don't know if you saw Mayer Lutheran and Mineota football in the Class 8 title game last year. But
I did.
Mayer's up 2 scores right before halftime, muffs a punt, and Mineota scores an unreal touchdown right before half. And that's the kind of same feeling I had was, you just let them back into it, or you got to really turn things around. So it was when that fake punt dropped and they scored twice after that, it's kind of where I was like, this is kind of where the game is going to be decided. And what does Watertown have? But the win last night, I mean, all 5 touchdowns Watertown scored were with the win. I mean, It's atmosphere outside, and that's all of them were scored in the second or fourth quarter going with the win.
Sure. That's crazy. This was the first Watertown game I've watched in years. I've kind of been apart from the, you know, just the community for a while now. I didn't realize that they had such a mighty and potent offense. I mean, Ed Rundell, that guy can, not Ed Rundell, that's the teacher, excuse me, he's the math teacher. Albert Rundell, his son, Ed's son, he can really whip it around pretty good.
Yeah, kind of talked about that. I've covered him all 4 years of varsity football, so I've seen him a lot of times, and the progress he's made since a freshman to where he is now. And then the offensive line, all those wrestlers up front. I mean, there's a lot of talent that's gone through Watertown Mayer the last couple of years, but especially the senior class and the couple of years before that has been just a great mix. And I mean, Albert's one of the best kids I've ever covered as a person too. He's the first one out there shaking Cannon Falls' hands after the game and congratulating them. Wyatt's out there too. And when you have two athletes like that who are not only very talented, but also are just great role models for all those kids around them and with them, it's pretty easy to see why they've had the success they've had this year.
Yeah. When they threw the final touchdown pass to McCabe.
Rundle back, looks deep, throws it to McCabe. It's caught, and he's going to go all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Wyatt McCabe, with 2:16 to go. Watertown Mayer retakes the lead.
What was your reaction? What was the crowd's reaction from both sides? Just give us an overall perspective on what happened on that play.
Yeah, it was very, it was just because you force this 3-and-out, get the punt, and you're like, all right, we got 2.5 minutes. We got 2 timeouts. I was just curious how they were going to attack this drive. Are they going to try to chew up clock, kick a field goal? Are they going to try to chew up clock and score a touchdown? And all of a sudden, before I'm even like getting in my spot to take photos for that play, Rundell hits McCabe for a 51-yard touchdown, and the Cannon Falls side is just dead quiet. Watertown's going nuts. And it's like, it took them one play after that field, or after the punt, to turn a deficit into a lead. And it, and then I'm just trying to do the math. Okay, Cannon Falls still has 3 timeouts. There's 2 left. They have to go 80 yards, just trying to do the math. And then they got another stop. They got the turnover. And it's all right. Well, they still have 3 timeouts. It's just trying to do the math. Okay, if they come up 40 seconds timeout, they're going to get, there's going to be like 3 seconds where they had to play with. And that was the kind of the last play where you see Rundell run all the way back and take 15-yard loss, but just to burn off enough time. I mean, a lot of just big plays on both sides of the ball for the Royals.
Yeah. Just a couple of questions left, Kip, before I let you get to your next game during state championship time, during state season. So when I was watching the game, it reminded me of the road the Watertown Mayor Royals and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead needed to take to get to this point. So both teams are in state, and you just wrote an article last week about both states of these schools and where they were 4 years ago and where they are now. Both state teams considering a co-op, like seriously considering joining forces and putting together a competitive football team. How would you describe what's happened these last 4 years when both teams were considering a co-op to now both teams being in state?
Yeah, it starts with the seniors. Those kids, you look at Rundell as an example, freshman year, they went 0-9. Sophomore year, 0-9. Didn't win a game. I don't even think any game was within 2 scores. That's how bad it was at that point. But it started with a co-op, and I'll admit I was one that was totally for the co-op. I thought, do it for 2 years, let each program kind of give them that extra little time to get things going and then go on your own. But I mean, I give those seniors to, you go 0-18 in your first 2 years of varsity football. Like, why should I bother coming out my junior year? Right. Those kids stuck with it. Junior year was the COVID year. They had to deal with that stuff too, to come back. And it starts with the seniors, that they can stick out those tough times. They took their lumps and now they're giving out those lumps. And that's been just the coolest part to see about this whole fall sports season. The same thing goes for Howard Lake. Those kids had a 20-game losing streak. Watertown had a 29-game losing streak. Like, there's no reason for those kids to be in a program. Like, why should I waste my time to get my butt kicked every Friday night? But man, they stuck it out, and it's a credit to those kids. And I give Phillips a lot of credit too, the head coach for Watertown, and Adam Burkholz. This was his first year with Howard Lake, but him too, getting those kids to buy in, getting them to come back and like working hard and paying, and it's paying off in a big way. And I couldn't be happy for the kids, the program, and those communities.
That's so cool. It's such a great story, from the depths of just crap to now being in state, both teams, both programs. It's such a testament to how those programs are run and how they can turn around so quickly. So last question here, Kip. You're in Xcel Energy Center right now. It'll be in US Bank Stadium next week. What venue is the best that you've ever covered a game at?
That's a really tough question. The Xcel is a lot of fun because it's kind of a smaller, more intimate setting where you get full student sections. You get the community fans there too, or US Bank. It's fun atmosphere for sure, because you're playing at the Viking Stadium, but it's a huge atmosphere. It's hard to get the like crowd noise going and everything. I love state basketball when it's at Williams Arena. That's probably my favorite arena of basketball anywhere. It's like, Target Center is cool too, but it's just so much more bigger. I love the close, intimate atmospheres. But just the way the last night's game was for Watertown, that Hastings is what that's coming up. I was going to remember Hastings Field now because of that game. And I mean, it kind of goes with the games, but there's so many good atmospheres, and that's why just high school sports are the best, and I love what I do.
Yeah, that's so cool. All right, Kip, award-winning sports editor. Kip, thank you so much for taking time to join the Minnesota Tim podcast, and I hope to have you on again in the future.
You bet. Good to see you, Tim.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.